Topic 3. Seven Ancient Wonders and Seven New Wonders. Listen and answer question number 1. Welcome to the first lesson of ancient history. I will begin by discussing the seven wonders of the ancient world. The list of the seven wonders of the ancient world was selected by Philon of Byzantium in the 2nd century BC as travel guide for wealthy Athenians. This list shows the seven most important monuments made by man to celebrate mythology, religion, art, power, and science. This list includes a monument that was made to bury important kings of Egypt, statues made to honor Greek gods, temples, and a beautiful garden built by Eastern kings, and a lighthouse to help ships see at night. After presenting the seven wonders of the ancient world, let us look at what could possibly be considered as the new seven wonders of the world. In 2001, the New Seven Wonders Foundation started a worldwide online voting campaign to select seven world wonders of our time. The initial list comprised all 529 entries on the UNESCO World Heritage List. After a first round of voting and further selection by an expert committee headed by a former director general of UNESCO, the list has been narrowed down to 21 candidates. Among the contenders are the Taj Mahal in India, the Great Wall of China, the Acropolis in Athens, and Neuschwanstein Castle in Germany. Some people say that the Empire State Building should be included on the list. Others have suggested that the Sydney Opera House should be included. Personally, I believe that the temples of Angkor in Cambodia and the rock-carved city of Petra in Jordan should be included. Now it is up to the people of today to name the seven wonders of the world. People from around the world have until the end of the year to cast their vote. The seven winners will be announced in a worldwide television broadcast on January 1st, 2007.